This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you go to a black-only event, a white-only event, in this case, a graduation event? If your school said, we want all the Hispanic kids, if you're Hispanic, or all the Asian kids, you'll graduate on this day, would you go? Or would you want to go to your school's general commencement? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a graduate of Southern Methodist University with degrees in engineering, electrical engineering, computer science, and math. If they had said to me, Kevin, you can graduate with the black students, I would have said, no, thank you. I will graduate with my engineering class, with all the students, and I will proudly walk and get my, you know, my diploma and my whatever. That's what I would have done. Wouldn't have even given it a second thought. I would have thought, what a stupid idea. You go to your college. I didn't go to Southern Methodist University to be a black student. I went to be an engineering student. And I can't imagine. What is the thinking that goes into this? But that's what we had. This happened back in 2017. May the 8th of 2017, it was reported that Harvard was going to be hosting a blacks-only graduation ceremony. And it was one of these progressive ideas. And I was looking at why they did it, because I'm still trying to figure out. They go, well, we want to honor black kids without having to worry about the distractions and all this, the achievements of blacks at Harvard. And I went, why is that not? Why do you not have that ability to do that when they walk with white kids? Now, my only guess is this: the white kids, their honors were so big, better, so much better than the honors of the black kids, it would have paled in comparison. It's like, you know, you're on the varsity, and everybody, the other guys are on JV. So JV says, look, if we put our stuff at varsity, you know, our record doesn't look as good. And that's what it is. It's JV and varsity. The black kids had a JV, a junior varsity graduation. Unbelievable. So in 2017, when they did this, it was only for graduate students, and they said they would expand it to all students in 2018. Yeah. And it's not that rare. As noted by BET, Stanford, Temple, and Columbia all have black student graduations. I wouldn't send my kid to a school that has black student graduations if you put a gun to my head. I mean, what would Martin Luther King think of this? We're supposed to be judging each other by the content of our character, and we're still doing things by the color of our skin. And you know who's doing it? The racist butt Democrats, the progressives. Here's what one of this report said when they were talking about the event. Aside from studying and taking grueling tests, if you're a minority, the outer pressures of society make the already challenging coursework even more different. I'm sorry, more difficult. Knowing this, black members of the class of 2017 decided to form an individual ceremony. It's the first of its kind at the school in recent memory and took nearly a year to plan. So they can plan a black-only ceremony, but they can't handle the grueling test and the outer pressures of society. And then they went on to say, this is an opportunity to celebrate Harvard's black excellence and black brilliance. This is a master student from Harvard's Kennedy School. He says, this is not about segregation. It's about fellowship and building a community. This is a chance to reaffirm for each other that we enter the work world with a network of supporters standing with us. We are all partners. So couldn't you just go and say, what's up, homie, when y'all graduate, and say, man, keep in touch. I see you. I'm going to be working over at so-and-so, GE. Where you going to be? I'm going to be over at GM. Okay, cool. We just got to remember the E and the M. Everybody's good. Talk to you soon, brother. No. What is graduation in a single ceremony? What does that do for you? Every time, let me tell you what happens to me. I get from my alumni, my alma mater, rather, I get, hey, Kevin, We're going to be having the Black Students Weekend, blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, congratulations. I hope you get some Negroes to show up, because I'm not. I'll go to the entire school or the engineering school. Because let me tell you, when you go to the entire school, things, you get lost in the shuffle. You really do. You got to go, Kevin, to see engineering classes of, you know, 19 blah, blah, blah to 19 blah, blah, blah. Then, okay, I'll see people before me, after me, and, of course, in my class. So you go to those. Don't go to the others. It's a waste of time. I've been. And the only thing that made things stand out a little bit for me was I had some notoriety. People were like, hey, aren't you that guy from Fox News? Aren't you that guy? Yeah, yeah, I'm that guy. Yep, that's me. Celebrate Harvard's Black excellence and Black brilliance. That's what this is about. Jillian Simmons, the co-president of the Harvard Black Graduate Student Alliance, helped plan the event. Last year, only grad students participated, but all students this year. Simi Falaco, president of Harvard's Black Students Association and a human development and regenerative biology major, confirmed that senior undergraduates were included this year. Whew. And they had some criticisms of the event last year, probably the food, you know. Why y'all got to serve chicken and, you know, Kevin, you know, I mean, I could just hear him. You know, can't you? You can just hear him complaining. Chicken and watermelon, can we get more stereotypical? Or you bring caviar and, oh, we all bougie now? Why didn't we just have chicken and watermelon? There would be no way to win with these crazy little Harvard people. Stanford, who else? Temple, Columbia. Don't send your kid to a school where social justice is at the forefront. If you read in the thing, we are one of the most diverse schools, say, well, where are all the white kids? I want to send my kids where the Asians and the white kids are. Show me that school. So I send my kid, my oldest. Oh, man, this bugs me. I don't know why this bugs. I do know why it bugs me, because it's this intentional, I call it self-segregation. Democrats have black folks, black leftists, so stupid, they self-segregate.
You know, we don't need to be in with all the other Harvard people. I mean, you know, let's just get graduated.
You know what's going to happen? When you come out to interview, people are going to go, so did you graduate from Harvard? Yeah, I'm a black graduate of Harvard. Okay, well, you might as well have gone to Tuskegee or Howard or Emory, because I want Harvard grads, not black Harvard grads. You know that's going to water it down. And the problem is, we have some brilliant kids who are black. Brilliant. Genius level. And they're caught up in all this nonsense. Anyway, lots to talk about today. Oh, man, the things that get my blood going, I hate to say it, they don't make me mad. They do make me, I have to think more with these Democrats and what they're doing. I got to be able to explain it. I'll be back to explain it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hundreds of far-right supporters protesting at Downing Street over his arrest. That was the Daily Mail. Evening Standard. Hundreds of far-right protesters descend on Whitehall after Tommy Robinson arrested for blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming. That was Fox News. Let's see. Breaking news, Tommy Robinson. Stephen Christopher Yaxley Lennon, known by the pseudonym Tommy Robinson, and previously by Andrew McMaster and Paul Harris, is an activist who co-founded and served as spokesman and leader of, and I'm just reading a clip of Wikipedia. Born in 1982, he's apparently 35, about to be 36 years of age. Bedfordshire, England. And written various books. He's an activist. And he's wanting to rid England of the rape culture that has been introduced by the immigration, non-assimilation of Muslims, mostly Muslim men. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that information down and send us a note. Let us know what you're up to. So Tommy Robinson stands in front of a federal building in England, and he's filming the two Muslim men who are, you know, accused of what they call, like, they set these girls up for rape, and they groom them. Like, these are guys that will start dating the girl and, you know, hey, yeah, I really like you. They get the, you know, the hottest Muslim guys. They groom these girls, get them used to, you know, being around Muslims and Muslim men. And then, boom, flip the switch. And next thing you know, these girls are sex slaves. Or they're being gang raped. It's a culture where these guys groom the girls, get them used to, you know, the whole culture of it. And then next thing you know, they got, you know, 10, 15 guys in there having sex with the girl, and she's going, what just happened here? And so this isn't Tommy Robinson's fight or whatever he calls himself, Stephen Christopher Yaxley Lennon. This is a fight for culture, Western culture. Look, it's almost become cliche to tell you that everywhere these Muslims have settled, rape and essentially sexual abuse of non-Muslim women has gone up substantially. Why do you not hear about the rape and sexual abuse of Muslim women? Because they don't count. They're like the slaves of old in America. Nobody wanted to count them. Do whatever you want to your Muslim wife. She must capitulate. End of story. You don't like her? You could do something barbaric. I'm not going to get into the details of it. You can go look this stuff up for yourself. But here's what I do know. This guy, Tommy Robinson, did absolutely nothing except film in front of a court's, you know, like a federal building. Wasn't even on property. And he gets arrested. Britain arrested a member of the press. Oh, Kevin, he wasn't really press. He wasn't like with BBC. They arrested him. He's the press. He's a citizen journalist who's trying to make a difference to change things. Reporting off government property on Muslims raping a girl. And in fact, having a whole system set up to bring these girls in for this purpose. Sex trafficking, human trafficking, call it whatever you want. Where are the feminists? Where are the people who claim they give a crap about women, women's issues? Oh, you know what? It wasn't minority girls, or it wasn't Muslim girls. Even I'm thinking about Boko Haram kidnapping those 100 or 200 African girls in Nigeria, making them sex slaves to these pigs that, you know, call themselves warriors over there, and everybody in Hollywood doing the Twitter hashtag campaign, free these girls or whatever, doing nothing. Donald Trump has already been arresting. He's arrested more sex traffickers, human traffickers, child pornography people in a year and a half than Barack Obama and George Bush did in 16 years combined. He's already done it. And let me tell you, where's the press in America? Are they, hey, wait a minute, why are you doing this to Tommy Robinson? Or is Tommy Robinson the wrong political persuasion? Is he the far right, as they call him? Is he alt-right? What is he trying to do? Let's all focus on what Tommy Robinson's trying to do. He's trying to stop men from taking advantage of young girls. Where on the planet is that a bad thing? Somebody just tell me. Does it matter the nationalities of the men, the religion of the men? Does it matter the same for the girls? Does it matter what they are? Are they Christians? Are they Jews, Gentiles, Catholics, Protestants? Does it matter? Does it matter for the guys? Older men are taking advantage, grooming young girls to get them to, you know, fall in love with them so they can then introduce them to all their friends and be gang raped. And Britain is silent. The feminist movement is silent. The left are silent. But you know who's not silent? The far right, who are protesting on behalf of Tommy Robinson. Merely documenting the scourge of a group of people who have zero respect for Western culture, zero respect for British laws, Italian laws, French laws, German laws, Canadian laws, American laws. And you know who the bad guys are to the left? All the people who are complaining that these people that they save, that they bring from squalor, that who are running from their country. And by way of UN mandate, other countries have taken them in, and those people say, I don't give a crap about your culture or whatever. I'll rape your women. I'll kill people in your society. You will abide by us because you know what? We're so good at nation building. Philip Schuller tweeted this, Theresa May, can you see that your UK is now more oppressive than the Soviet Union was? The Soviet Union didn't imprison citizens as a means to protect pedophiles. Just what kind of people run your government? That's what he tweeted. Philip Schuller. Man, when I tell you things are jacked up, boy, this is what I'm talking about. This is how bad things have gotten. I'm amazed that all around the world, the left are now defending the craziest of things. The left in America are defending Kim Jong-un, wishing that Donald Trump fails in the denuclearization of the world and peace on the Korean Peninsula. They're booing people getting their money back and having the ability to pay their bills and send their kids to camp and to school and things like this. They're booing this type of thing. Cheering against America. They're booing when Donald Trump brings a company back to America, saying it's our imperialist behavior and others. They're booing when Donald Trump brings prisoners back from other countries because it's such a stain on what Barack Obama was unable to do. It's a showcase of the ineffectiveness of the Obama administration. And I could go on. They don't want your success. They don't want you starting businesses. They don't want blacks learning. They don't even want blacks, you know, liking Kanye West, or in this case, we're going to be talking about a new endorsement that President Trump got. It's a crazy world of leftism out there. How lucky we are to see through the nonsense now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments. This was a promise the president made during the State of the Union address.
We also believe that patients with terminal conditions, terminal illness, should have access to experimental treatment immediately. It's time for Congress to give these wonderful, incredible Americans the right to try.
A top North Korean official is set to land at New York's JFK Airport today for talks aimed at salvaging a summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Congressman David Schweikert of Arizona believes the summit will happen.
We got to sort of work through what we want from them, what they're willing to give us, and keep pushing and keep pushing.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Democrats would do anything to keep what they think is a secret. And it's not that much of a secret anymore, and that is blacks are beginning to support the President Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. We have had things happen that the mainstream media, the fake news media, has tried to keep under wraps. For example, Ice Cube came out probably late 2015, 2016 and said, Donald Trump needs a shot. He's for Donald Trump. Mainstream media, nothing. And a doggone Skippy did not want to test Ice Cube, a kid from Compton, a brother from the streets, who knows two sides of this issue very well. I'm talking about political issue. He understands what the left has done to him, but he also understands what they haven't done for him. Oh, you thought I was going to talk about the Republican side. No, the two sides of the issue, what they say they're going to do for you and what they do. He understands it. And so he gave his vocal support of President Trump outside of saying, I'm going to campaign for him and he can call me up to come do some things with him at his events. Ice Cube was down with Donald Trump. See, there's this big thing in the black community, the culture of black, that makes people believe that they got to be down with, you know, the Democrat way and all this other stuff. But there is a fight inside of the black community. And I would say as much as 30% of the black community silently supports conservatism. They silently support Donald Trump. They support us. They support me. That's not a big number. But see, the thing about that is that number is the same number, and they are easy to win over another 30 to 35%. We could shift this thing 60, 65% blacks deciding I'm going Republican. We could do it very quickly. I know people probably think, Kevin, are you crazy? You think you can get 30% of the people to vote Republican and then could convert that to 60 to 65%? I doggone believe it. In fact, I don't believe it. I know it could happen. I'm about to start a project to do it, and thankfully, I've got a gentleman who wants to help us to do it. He's a wealthy guy who says, Kevin, I want you to sit down with some other wealthy people who think like I do, and we're going to get you some funding to do this. So it hasn't happened yet, but it's on the way. So my issue with all of this is we're getting close. That's right. Anyway, the Kanye effect scared Democrats into their brown underwear. And rightfully so. Now, the hoopla of it has died down a bit, but the ripple continues. You can still see the little waves going across to the other side of the shore. But the latest endorsement of President Trump's policies has the potential to rip a hole in the hearts of Democrats, to absolutely tear the fabric of their existence. The man who endorsed Donald Trump is none other than Louis Farrakhan. And here's the clip.
The nature of this administration is good for us. Because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. There's never been no president quite like Mr. Trump. There's something that he's doing. Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our rise. Who's the enemy of our rise? Is it the Department of Justice, where we get none? Is it Congress, where you make a law that favors us and then you turn around and destroy it? Is it the media that has destroyed every black leader that stood up for us? Martin Luther King suffered it. Malcolm suffered it. He's attacking the media. Calls it fake news. We have been the victims of some fake news.
Yes.
He's beating up the FBI. They've been beating the hell out of us ever since J. Edgar Hoover.
Now, before I delve into what Farrakhan said, I want to tell you what he said before this. He did an interview on a station called WVON. It's a black radio station out of Chicago. The guy who was interviewing him was a guy named Cliff Kelly. And at that time, Farrakhan said, if Donald Trump becomes president, he will take America into the abyss of hell. That's what he said. If Donald Trump becomes president, he will take America into the abyss of hell. He said this in 2015, which was not an endorsement of Donald Trump. No fan, you know, hoopla over that one. But things have changed. Now, they may have changed by accident, but I'll ask you, do you care? The clip that I played earlier was from Chicago's radio station WGCI. It was called The Morning Takeover. That's the name of the show. The Morning Takeover, WGCI, a much larger station than WVON. And the transcript of that is what you heard earlier. The nature of this administration is good for us. The nature of it. Because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. Does anybody disagree? Have you disagreed so far with anything that Farrakhan has said? Because I had some people when I tweeted this out there, Kevin, I don't care anything what that racist said. And I said, you know why? That's the reason why the conservatives don't make any hay. Because you want to think of Farrakhan as a bad guy. Farrakhan has said some vile things. There's no question about it. But what he's showing you with this is he has the ability to reason. And whether you like that or not, he can get through to black folks and you can't. So you can talk smack. You can go, I can't stand for it. I don't like Farrakhan either. I don't like much of his politics. But I'll tell you what, the little time I spent with the Nation of Islam, I'll tell you this. We agree with them more than we disagree. You'll go, Kevin, you must be out of your mind. What are you on, boy? You losing it. There's no way. We agree with them more than we disagree. He goes on to say this. There's been no president like Mr. Trump. There's something that he's doing. Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our rise. And you know what Farrakhan is saying in that statement to you? Listen up, white people. Farrakhan is saying this. All this so-called institutional racism is the very thing that Donald Trump is tearing down. He's tearing down institutional racism in the Department of Justice. He says where we get no justice. And Congress, they make a law to favor us, then they turn around and destroy it. He's talking about politicians in the media that has destroyed every black leader that stood up for us, MLK, Malcolm X, etc. Y'all listening to me? He understands that the media portrays blacks the way they want to portray blacks. Now, you can go, oh, Kevin, they don't mention black people in crimes anymore and stuff like that. Fine. If you think that's the extent, good luck with that. He says, we've been victims of some fake news, and Trump is attacking this media, calling it fake news. I told you, my very time I sat with Justice Clarence Thomas, and he said to me, Kevin, I quit watching the news in 1989. And he says, the reason is because it's manufactured, it's fabricated. And I went, whoa. This is a condemnation of the left folks and their institutions. He could have gone on and talked about how Trump is going to dismantle Common Core and the education system that is not educating blacks, how he's dismantling the immigration system, the illegal immigration system, which has been disproportionately negatively impacting blacks. He could have gone on. Do I sound like I'm preaching? I could go on here. Don't make me get into my Farrakhan. He just cut commercials for Donald Trump's run in 2020 for the black community. Now, I want you to consider this as you contemplate everything that I say right now. America just came off 8 years of baby black Jesus. Now, one would think Farrakhan understands that he is, in effect, condemning Barack Obama. Can I get a hallelujah? Now, he may not come out directly and say, Brother Obama didn't do this for us, but I can say it for him. Brother Obama didn't do what Mr. Trump is doing for black people in America. I'll say it for him. Obama attacked none of the institutions that Farrakhan discussed. In fact, we learned that Obama used every one of those institutions in an attempt to damage Trump, the man that Farrakhan now considers a champion, who says the nature of his presidency is good for us, meaning black folks, meaning all folks. How well do you think this is going to resonate in the black community? That Trump championed, you get where I was going there, Trump and championed, I put it together, the fall of the impediments of success to blacks. Ergo, Donald Trump is for the success of everybody. So what now? What happens now? By the way, did you see any of this on the mainstream media? Did you see anything that said, boy, Farrakhan came out and practically endorsed Donald Trump? You see it? Do you think you're going to see it on CNN or MSNBC? The Republicans were handed the cheat codes to the political game. You know what a cheat code is? It's a way to get ahead in the game without having to play it 1,000 times. They have permission to address blacks and repeat Trump's campaign promise. What more do you have to lose? Trump's giving them an answer because blacks are winning and Farrakhan acknowledged it. The Tea Party community, we will take advantage of this. Kevin Jackson's team will take advantage of this. We will not squander what Farrakhan has laid in our laps. TeaPartyCommunity.org.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump is a hostage-freeing machine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The release of Joshua Holtz from Venezuela makes 17 Americans that President Trump has returned to American soil. He even got Otto Warmbier back, a man left to die in North Korea by Barack Obama. And speaking of Obama, I was curious as to how these two presidents compare when it comes to protecting American citizens. But before I get into that, I want to tell you that Holt, Joshua Holt, he's the son of Lori Holt, a Mormon missionary from Utah. He was imprisoned by Venezuela on trumped up charges of weapons smuggling. His mom said this in a phone call. She says, I'm very dizzy. I can't think and my stomach hurts super bad. I really don't know what to do. This is when he got captured. She was pleading for help. She made an appeal to President Trump after he got elected. President Trump, my son's only crime was being an American citizen. Her 25-year-old son went to Venezuela to get married. He and his wife have been held by the authorities as a political bargaining chip for more than a year. This is what happens when you have weak-kneed, chump-butt leadership like we had under Barack Obama. She says, Josh sounds like he's on his deathbed. This isn't my Josh. It's his voice, but he's pleading for help. I don't know how else to get him. I hope that they to go to the public and put pressure on our government to do something. Do something more than what you've done so far, because obviously it's not working. She's talking about Barack Obama. Imprisoned. So what did Trump do? She gets him back. He gets him back. Not she. He. He's a he. Okay. Whatever. I know we live in a different time, but he's still a he. But it got me to look at other people. The people that Trump's gotten 17 people back into America. They said, well, Barack Obama got a bunch of people back. So let me just give you some idea of who Barack Obama's gotten back. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were in North Korea as reporters for Al Gore's Current TV. North Korea informed their relatives that they would release them if Bill Clinton picked them up on a diplomatic mission not connected with the Obama administration. Strike those two. Angelon Gomez was released thanks to Jimmy Carter after unsuccessful attempt by the Obama administration. Eddie Young Soo Jun's release was helped by the State Department, but was driven by his Congressman Ed Royce, a Republican out of California. You know what? I'll give Obama that one. Jeffrey Fowley's release was facilitated by Sweden. Kenneth Bay and Matthew Miller were released by North Korea. Mr. Bay later thanked Dennis Rodman for his help, and Rodman criticized Obama for, quote, doing nothing to help. Hey, leftists, you want to come here and think you can start some mess with Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show? We come armed with facts. Two guys. Barack Obama can't get him back. You want to know why? Because North Korea had zero respect for him. Sandra Su was deported by North Korea with no help from the Obama administration, whose spokeswoman Marie Harf stated that they could not tell why she was deported from North Korea. That was Marie Harf's statement. We don't know how it happened. This is the people who have their finger on the government. Marie Harf works for the CIA. The State Department can't tell you. We don't know. Merrill Newman was released from North Korea with the help of Sweden and a governor-turned-diplomat Bill Richardson, a Democrat out of New Mexico. Upon his release, he turned down an offer to fly back on Air Force Two with Vice President Joe Biden. That's how much he cared about the Obama administration. Robert Park, like Sandra Suh, was deported from North Korea with no administration help. So 10 North Korean prisoners were indeed released during the Obama years, but unlike President Trump and his Secretary of State Pompeo, the releases were in spite of and not because of Barack Obama. Now, the revisionists who write history will give you a count. Barack Obama released 10 people from North Korea. Donald Trump's got 3, or whatever the number is. And it'll look good on paper. Moreover, almost 20 Americans remain imprisoned by foreign countries. And here's one thing that's for sure. Under President Trump, they're not forgotten. One of those 20 from the article that I'm referencing at the time was one of the guys one of the people that President Trump got back. Maybe it's the 3 guys. I have to look at the article a little bit more closely. But they said, it's been 11 years since retired FBI agent Robert Levinson disappeared while investigating a cigarette smuggling ring on Kish Island off the coast of Iran in the Persian Gulf. When the Obama administration paid the hostage fee for the release of 5 Americans in January 2016... with this nuclear deal. Levinson was not among them. Now, I want you to think about this. We're giving Iran nuclear capabilities, funding it with blood money that came on the backs of taxpaying American citizens, not Iranians' frozen assets, because they lost that. And Barack Obama can't even get all of our hostages back. One of Levinson's sons wondered at the time, what are you talking about? Why can't we get my father back? He says, my father was left behind in an agreement where there was a prisoner swap in the culmination and finalization of the Iran nuclear deal. His father had high hopes when President Trump announced that unless all Americans were released from the Iran and the Islamic Republic would face new sanctions. And they are. They have sanctions. If Levinson is alive in good health, the only chance he's got of coming home is under President Trump. They say, if you're listening, President Trump, apply the pressure. Get our guy home. American citizen unjustly detained in Iran. He was named with three other Americans, Ziyu Wang, Simak, and Bakir Namazi. President Trump, here's a quote, is prepared to impose new sanctions and serious consequences on Iran unless all unjustly imprisoned American citizens are released and returned. This is why I tell you all the time, when you travel to foreign countries, who is the leader of your country matters. If it's Barack Obama, they'll snatch you up in a minute. They'll use it to get money. They will extort and have extort this country. If it's Donald Trump, he's going to say, no, enough is enough. I'm going to predict that he's going to, through back channels, put a different thing. Publicly, he'll say, we're negotiating. Privately, he's going to say, we're about to raise so much heck in your country that you will beg us to please come get our citizens, and they will have money in suitcases for all of us when you're done. It's unbelievable. So who are these people? Shizak Namazi was an American businessman, an Iranian-American businessman, nabbed while visiting his family 3 months after the Iran nuclear deal was signed. That was in 2015. His father, Bakir, former UNICEF diplomat, arrested February of 2016, after Iranian authorities granted him permission to visit his son in the prison in Iran. So he comes to visit his son and they arrest him there. He was lured back to Iran from a trip abroad with the promise of seeing his son, but instead also detained. They were behind bars. His father's 81 years old. Iran detained Ziyu Wang, an American grad student from Princeton who was conducting research for his PhD dissertation. His wife, Huaku, a four-year-old son, live in New Jersey and are trying to remain strong while he's in prison. Did Obama do anything? No. He did nothing wrong. Completely innocent man. Tragic mistake for him and his family to go to Iran to do research. Research only because he grew a long-standing respect for Islam and his love of the country, his wife said. Well, Islam didn't respect him back, did it? Now they want the government to intervene, not the Obama government. There are a dozen other Americans held in North Korea, Turkey, Afghanistan, Syria, Mali, Yemen, Venezuela. I mentioned the Venezuelan who, we just got back. That was the one that Trump got back. North Korea, 62-year-old missionary from Virginia, Kim Dong-chu, two American professors, Kim Sang-duk and Kim Hak-song, teaching inside the rogue communist regime. In Turkey, there's a pastor, Andrew Brunson of North Carolina, held by the Turkish government, along with a NASA scientist who was arrested on vacation, Serkan Golge. In Afghanistan, a university professor, Kevin King, is being held by the Taliban. American writer Paul Overby was captured 3 years ago. Journalist and former Marine Austin Tice is thought to be held by Syria. He's been missing for 5 years. Do you think Obama's did anything to get these people back, negotiated it, thought about it? Andy Burch, an oil worker from East Texas, abducted at gunpoint in Yemen in September. Nothing. You better be glad we have a president that's going to change that. You are not free to travel the world. Not like you think.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.